Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Trinity Talks. My name is Kyla, and this week is National Volunteer Week here in Canada. And as a church, as a nonprofit organization, volunteers are so critical to the work that we do here at Trinity. And so I'm really happy to be sitting down with a few of our volunteers and just talk about what it is that excites them about this work and the impact that they are having. So thank you for joining me, folks.
You're welcome. Great to be here. Yeah. Thank you.
So maybe we'll start with some introductions. Maybe you can just say your name and what are some of the volunteer roles you've been doing here and how long you've been doing that work?
Very happy to be here. My name is Bridget, and I have been volunteering. It'll be my second year volunteering table with Alpha.
Okay.
It's a series of weekly sessions exploring Christian faith, and it starts on April the 29th. So I'm very excited for that. And it's been 5 months now, I've been volunteering at the welcome desk.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. So you don't need to keep your hand on the mic there.
Okay.
Just let me, but yeah. Okay. And yeah, what about you?
So my name is Liz, and I've been at Trinity for, along with my husband, Al, for 26 years now. And so in that time, you know, I've volunteered in lots of different ministries and just sort of explored all the various opportunities. We started sort of in the music ministry, but currently what I'm doing is I'm volunteering as a member of the tech team, so running the slides on Sundays, which initially terrified me.
Sure.
I'm also involved in, I'm on the prayer chain and on the meal train as well. And the...
So many things!
And oh my gosh. And I'm on the Chancel Guild.
Okay, yes. Okay.
And that's it.
Okay.
For now. No,
that's
all I'm doing.
That's all.
I'm a slacker. Good. And what about yourself?
My name is Theo Fitch. After Liz, you know, my list is very short.
That's okay.
I've been actually came back to Trinity, so I've been volunteering in the welcome team for the last 2 years. And also help out whenever we can on the events team. So in fact, helping out on this Thursday, doing the cleaning up after the community meal. So, but I'm on the roster for the welcome team.
Okay, okay, great. So my first question is just what motivated you to want to volunteer? Why did you get into this? Maybe we'll start here, Liz.
Yeah, it's, well, what I find is or have found is that volunteering is a great way to get connected to people. You know, especially you're coming into the church new and you don't really know anybody. And I don't know, I'm an extrovert, so I like to get involved and have my hands and things. And I'm more comfortable, you know, if I go to a party, I'm like, let me help you serve the hors d'oeuvres or whatever, you know. And so I just sort of looked at what are the opportunities, you know, for me, you know, to get involved and to meet people. And then as, you know, I like did different things, I you know, I made great friends and I developed new skills that I never thought I would, you know, be able to do. And and also just to be to serve, right, and to be to bless people and to, you know, come alongside people in their journeys. There, you know, there's so many great reasons to get involved.
For sure. What about for you, Theo?
So volunteering actually not just a good deed, right, but it's also a big aspect of the Christian discipleship, right? We talked about discipleship, and for me it started off, I think, is more from a sense of gratitude, because I felt when someone to a church or you go somewhere else, they reach out to you and touch you in many ways, right? Just more than saying hello, you know, what can I do for you? How can I help you? That kind of helps me to set up. And like Liz said, I'm also extrovert. I was in sales for over 30 years.
Okay.
So I love reaching people and connecting with people. So that's part of the my way of giving back as well, right? And if you look at the scriptures in scripture, right, when Christians volunteer, they follow the footsteps of Christ, who dedicate his life serving others, And he set an example of selflessness, right? And in Matthew 20:28, Jesus declares, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life, or give his life as a ransom for many, you know? Mm-hmm. And maybe I can quote another scripture, is that another verse is from 1 Peter 4:10. Mm-hmm. It says, as each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace.
Mm-hmm. So
good.
Yeah. So the faith is a really important part of that motivation, And what about for you?
Totally. I love that scripture. Absolutely. Yes. For me, volunteering as serving others is a way of me loving God. Mm. You know, God has been so good to me, and it's a way of worship and just being a disciple. And again, to scripture, just paying that forward. And I remember back in, well, around Christmas time, I really felt the Christ in Christmas. Mm. And I thought to myself, okay, happy birthday, baby Jesus. I need to reach out to Sally. Mm-hmm. And I did. And I said, Sally, I'm ready to take this to another level. I'm ready to volunteer. And what are your thoughts about me being on the welcome desk? She said, oh, Bridget, that's great, and the whole bit. And so here I am, and it's a way of such gratitude for all that Christ has done for me, and how I see how Christ has moved in, you know, other people's lives. And it's so fulfilling.
Oh, that's so good. It's interesting to hear, like, the different angles that you're each coming to it from, right? Because there is that sense of connecting to our community, connecting to our church family, but then also following the way of Jesus and seeing this as something that really is a part of your particular faith journey, right?
And Trinity has been so good to me. It's a family, and it's a way of building this church and supporting it.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Yeah, I mean, I know, I think about for myself in this church community, but in other churches that I've been part of, it's that stepping into volunteering that, like, has then allows me to feel actually really connected to the community.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Because it's easy to walk in the door on Sunday morning and then walk out an hour later.
Yeah.
But if you're there to volunteer, you get to know people in a different way.
Yeah. It's a sense of belonging.
Mm-hmm. For sure. For sure. Yeah.
And I think too, you know, as you volunteer, there's a depth of caring.
Yes.
That's part of that. Right. Mm-hmm. And you just sort of go deeper in God, and, you know, connecting with each other, and you care, you know, you care about this community, you know, as you care through volunteering in lots of different ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. So what do you enjoy the most about volunteering? Maybe we'll start with you, Thea. What do you like the most?
We already touched on, Bridget's talked about sense of belonging, right?
Yeah.
So one of the things that I didn't expect, which is a great blessing, is that, you know, within the family, we have another family. Within the Trinity family, we have another family, which is a volunteer family. I made some good friends already, right? So so that's in itself a big blessing. You know, we volunteers, we help each other, a little bit more stronger fellowship, you know, because you obviously learn from each other more. So not only are you getting the blessing from serving as a volunteer, but it's also the fellowship shared among the volunteers as well.
Right.
You know, we help each other, we cover for each other, and things like that. I can call upon another volunteer if I can't make a particular time or something.
Yeah.
The other thing is, it's a more meaningful about part of someone's first impression of me being in the welcome team.
Yeah.
First impression of the church, right? Helping and creating that atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
Let them exhale and relax, and then feel like you belong.
Yeah.
And make that impression for them.
Mm-hmm.
And when you see, even last Sunday, I met somebody new, introduced him to Sally. And that's in itself, and sorry, not last, previous Sunday, and then she came back.
Yeah.
So to see people are coming back and
mm-hmm.
being part of your family, that's a blessing. And you see the fruitfulness happening there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think about, like, when we talk to folks who are new to Trinity or who are coming for the first time, one of the things that they'll often say is that they feel very warmly welcomed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you get to be a really important part of that, which is cool.
Exactly.
Yeah.
building deep, meaningful relationships.
Yeah. It's like one body, many parts.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely.
All working together.
For sure. What about for you? What do you enjoy the most about volunteering?
You summed it up. Definitely. It's just, again, building deep, meaningful relationships, knowing where you are in your journey.
Yeah.
And seeing someone come in, you know, for the first time and mm-hmm. just being of discipleship for them, like being there for mm-hmm. them. And I just hand it over to God. It's like, you know, I believe the Holy Spirit just works through us and volunteer and just leave it to God.
Mm. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, for sure. And what about for you, Liz?
So I would say, I think, you know, when I look back at the different volunteer mm-hmm. roles that I've had, mm-hmm. I look at them all through a lens of hospitality. Mm-hmm. You know, I just realize over the years how important hospitality is to me. And I define it really broadly.
Yeah.
It's not just about having people over for dinner or whatever, mm-hmm. but it's, you know, welcoming people, helping people to feel comfortable in our mm-hmm. space, in the service, you know, in whatever way. And that's, that's really blesses me. And, you know, I think about the, you know, working on the Chancel Guild, which is the, you know, group of mm-hmm. people who prepare all the elements for communion and look after, you know, the chalices and wash the red wine stains out of the linen, you know, all of that stuff behind the scene. But I think about, you know, well, that work is like I'm setting the Lord's table for the whole, you know, congregation mm-hmm. to participate in, you know, and I think, and I love that Trinity is a really oriented toward hospitality, mm-hmm. you know, and the broader that we can sort of, you know, define that and implement that, you know, the better in my view.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I felt that with the community meal that I volunteered. Yeah, community meal the same way.
Yeah.
It's beautiful, just all coming together.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. So the theme for National Volunteer Week mm-hmm. here in Canada this year is Volunteers Make Waves, which I think is just a really fun kind of imagery. But I want you to think about in your own life, I'm sure that there have been volunteers who have made waves in your life, volunteers who have impacted you in some way.
Yes.
So maybe we can just do a little bit of storytelling here.
I'm looking at her.
Okay.
So there's been many, but I'll start with Liz. I remember coming to the first, was it the lunch? The welcome lunch.
On your first Sunday.
On my first Sunday. And I think I was a little terrified.
Sure.
I was out of sorts. And Liz was just, she was love. Mm. And she was welcoming. Mm. And then from there, it was Jane and Wally, who now I'm in their life group, and I went to Alpha and Sally and Kathy at the welcome desk. I remember going to the welcome desk the first Sunday I came here, and I'm like, so what's this all about? Yeah. No, seriously, right? All of that. And just when you say making waves, the analogy when I read that, it was like making waves. I was lost at sea, and these waves brought me to shore, and this is through the help of the volunteers. And I am so grateful. And everyone, you know, there's more names to mention, but they were so instrumental. Like, thank you for the how many times, Liz, but thank you. No, it's true. She was there and just supportive.
Yeah.
Very supportive.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah.
Any other stories, Theo, for you?
Well, one I like to come back to about Trinity as well, but before that, when I was growing up as a young Christian boy in a Christian family in Sri Lanka, went to church. We are one of 10 siblings, so we all go to church. So I'm just one number. I'm number 7 in the 10, right?
Sure.
But there is this Sunday school teacher and the pastor. He makes sure that he addresses you by name. He didn't say son of Reggie and Mallor or my parents, you know, and address you by name and make sure they, you are cared for, you know, you're treated as an individual. Mm-hmm. That meant a lot. Yeah. And those are the things that always stood on me.
Yeah.
And then I've been to many churches in Canada before as well, but when you came to Trinity, at the welcome decks, and they saw me, they treated me like a person, not another person in the crowd, right? Yeah. Bridget touched on that part of the life group. So Kathy and Alan already included us in the life group.
Right.
And so that's an extension of, you know, going from the welcome team to part of the life group, and then we now become volunteers as well. So it's just that extra touch that someone gives you from coming back to Trinity, that now I'm making the ripple effect to other people, right?
Yeah.
Able to do the same thing.
Yeah.
So making waves and the
bringing you back to shore.
The waves, you know, I think about the variety of waves that there are, right? There can be huge waves, you know, or they could be gentle ripples, or you could be sitting on the shore of a lake and it's just, you know, lapping against your feet but you know, I love the your ripple effect idea, right? So, and people don't realize, I think, how one little tiny action or a word or a hug, what the impact of that is going forward in that person's life. I've experienced that in my own life, you know, and just this idea of, you know, of the water too, right? Which is like, something that nourishes us, you know, water of life. And but it's those tiniest ripple that, you know, you can make. And I mean, you don't have to do a big dramatic thing.
Yeah.
It can be just a simple little act. It can be remembering someone's name, right? So important that, you know, people understand that we know, you know, who they are and, what, you know, a bit of their story or, you know, whatever, you know, that may be, but it's a nourishing thing.
Yeah.
You know, the water is life-giving, right? And it's a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think about, too, the, like, compounded ripple effects, right? Mm-hmm. Like, because I can think about, okay, here's one volunteer in my life who started something, and then for whatever reason that season sort of came to an end, but there was another volunteer at another moment who, like, picked that up. Yeah. Right.
And another so if wave.
I, yeah, yeah, another way,
another way.
Yeah. Yeah. So like, if I think about, you know, my faith journey is like defined by volunteers, really.
So true.
Right. Yeah. Like from the moment that I was a kid in the nursery where there were nursery volunteers to like, you know, being a teenager and having volunteers willing to like wrestle with the hard questions with me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, all throughout my life, it's been volunteers who have helped bring me to this point that I'm at.
Yeah.
Are there any specific volunteers who stand out in your life, Liz?
Well, I mean, so many, right? Like, you know, so many, you know, and I apologize to everyone, anyone
who I've forgotten about. Same here, so many.
But I mean, I remember like coming to Trinity and just, you know, the people who were involved in music ministry, because that was what Al and I were doing in our previous church, you know, and you know, the other volunteers who were involved, they sort of just embraced us and brought us in, and the leaders at the time just, you know, gave us opportunities and trusted us to do stuff as well, and that, you know, helps just grow your experience and build your confidence, and you know, you take those lessons on board so that, you know, you can ripple them out to other people. You know, I think it's really, you know, I've been encouraged by so many volunteers in so many different ways, and it's, you know, it's had an eternal impact, I would say.
So in this theme of making waves, we've talked about, you know, the people who've made the waves in our lives, but how do you see yourselves making waves in other people's lives? So Theo, you already sort of talked about, you know, this woman who came to church one time and then you were able to see her come back again. I think that's one example. Do you have other examples?
Mainly examples like either meeting people for the first time and take them to the welcome team and make sure they're registered. Or there are people who's been here but didn't know about the life group. So again, take them to make a connection with the right people for the life group.
Right.
And they may have specific questions and So you direct them to appropriate people. So just being as an extra resourceful person for them, right? And sometimes, you know, it's embarrassing because I've come across somebody who been coming here for weeks, and because I happened to ask the question, they say, oh, yeah, I've been coming here, you know, and then didn't know about all what we provide.
Right.
So then I was able to take her to the welcome team, you know, make sure you talk to somebody here, and there might be things that you might be interested. So those are the things which is the scope of the church, right?
Yeah.
And also I'm just thinking about the newcomers now, trying to connect them with the life groups. You know, there's always a one life group. They may have more room for it, so you can include them in there, right?
What about for you?
I'm going totally on faith here. I always pray, God, make me an instrument of your will. So when I volunteer, it's thy will be done. And I operate from a place of love, and that love I want to shine through. I want to be a light. So whatever, however that shows up, I have faith that I can be of service to whatever comes my way. But I find a really great tool being on the Welcome Desk is the app. The app is really great in terms of people really getting connected, because there's so much going on, and then, you know, volunteering and from all the different events and things of that nature. So that is a great tool that I love to put out there for people. I find that very useful.
And then you don't even know, like, from there what the impact
absolutely
is, right?
And they might leave and just, you know, a lot of, and it was interesting because last Sunday, a lot of people didn't know about this church app.
Right.
And then they're, you know, and then they opened it up and it's like, oh my goodness, okay. Yeah. And who knows what they do when they go home and they go through it. So, you know, I think that's, again, in itself, very instrumental in, you know, directing people. And again, the Holy Spirit will guide them accordingly as well.
So just for a bit of context, we had this church center app that, that then allowed us to, to check into church if you're joining online, or to find out about events that are coming
up. What's going on?
Life groups that you might want to join.
It's there.
Giving, all kinds of things.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And so, pointing them to this one tool then ripples out in all of these ways, right? And lets them get connected.
Definitely.
For sure.
I think I signed, I don't know, maybe about 6 or 7 people just this past week, Sunday. So that's good to know.
Great.
That's good. That's a really good tool.
Right.
What about for you, Liz? How do you see yourself making waves?
Well, I don't know. I think that I love the idea of being wave makers, like individually and collectively. You know, and I don't know how, you know, where at the end of the ripple, what, you know, really happens. But I think for me, and all of us probably it's just to be faithful, you know, every day, you know, step by step in your day, you know, praying, and, you know, just seeking God's direction. And I try really hard, and this is hard for me sometimes, to not get ahead of God.
For sure.
To think maybe that my ideas are better.
Right.
But I'm working on that. I think just sort of continuing to spread, you know, be, you know, a light bearer, you know, as Bridget said, and to be joyful, you know, and to, you know, root myself in Christ and the joy and the peace that he brings me, and trust that God will use that in some way. You know, in however and whoever.
For
he's
sure.
in charge.
Absolutely.
Maybe just adding another sentence. If I can be helpful and helping someone to be part of the Trinity family, that's a wave that worth making, you know.
Absolutely.
If they say, if they come back and say, this is why I belong, this is why I want to come more of them, that's for end of the day, that's a big way we're making, you know.
Absolutely.
And it's one person at a time, but
yeah.
You know, and then they
yeah.
you know
yeah
yeah
we'll move on
I mean, I like what you said about, you know, I'm just trusting that God is going to do something through it,
right,
and knowing we don't always get to see the end, but we can trust that I'm faithful in my part and God will be faithful in bringing something through this impact.
Knowing, it's the knowing that he will bring it through.
For sure. So you've all served in different ways in a sort of hospitality role or a welcome role here at Trinity, which I think is just really important to this ministry. So I'm wondering, how have you seen people get connected? Like, do you have any examples of folks who have really sort of come through this welcome ministry well?
Alpha.
Okay, yeah.
Alpha.
Yeah.
Alpha is... You have to do Alpha.
Okay.
Alpha's incredible. It, all questions, they're all welcomed. I was mentioning earlier to Wally that I was a cherry picker in the Bible. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, and I had so many questions. And those questions, I think, were in the way of me moving forward with my faith.
Mm.
So I think Alpha is incredible.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, yes.
Yeah. And it is a space of welcome, both
welcome
for those questions, of
for
welcome
sure.
for sharing meals together.
Family, and you just become friends because you're going through this together.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm in their life group now, and you know, I'm on a text basis with the people that I was in Alpha with, and we go for coffees,
right.
And it's community.
Yeah.
It flows like the water. Mm-hmm. It just flows.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
For
sure.
So true.
Yeah. Any other stories or thoughts on how, you know, hospitality and welcome is such an important part of what we're doing here and your volunteer ministry? I mean, I guess it goes back to this thing that I said earlier about, you know, the newcomers who come in often will say, I can't come into this building without being welcomed,
mm-hmm.
right? And it is that sense of warmth that creates something really special and that is not possible, I think, without volunteers, without people to really stand in the gap and do that work.
Yeah. And I would add that... you know, for newcomers, especially, I mean, when they walk in the door, we don't know their stories.
No.
You don't know, we don't know where they're coming from, what they're dealing with or anything. And so it's really important to have an open attitude and an open mind and just like wherever you're at, whatever you're going through, you are welcome here, you know, and let's walk together as, you know, we explore different things. And that's, I don't know, that's like that hospitality, you can sort of define it as, you know, welcoming people, you know, who are coming in and loving and caring for them until they feel like they're in a family, you know, it's from the outside to the inside. And that's key. I mean, I could frame everything we do as an act of hospitality in one way or the other.
Yeah.
You know, and just following the example of Jesus, you know, in so many ways.
Do you find sometimes that, you know, people, I know from my experience coming here, like you felt like I was broken or not worthy or not good enough. And the welcoming here, there was just so much love and so much caring, and it was such a safe place where there was no judgment.
Mm.
And that's what I feel here.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's
good. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I feel.
Yeah.
If I can say that, that's huge.
For sure.
Yeah.
And I think back to what you said earlier, Theo, that being on a volunteer team feels like a family within a family sometimes, right?
Point, yeah.
And that's another element of hospitality. Right. It's not just the hospitality that our volunteers extend to our newcomers. It's the hospitality of volunteers extending to one another.
Of each other.
Correct. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other thing about the newcomers, right? Anybody coming through the doors or even somebody who hasn't been to Trinity coming back again.
Yeah.
They're coming back because in their search of either a new community, a church, or in hope, or in search of God, right?
Mm-hmm.
Either way, we are the ones to say, look, you can get it here through fellowship, right?
Mm-hmm.
Come and worship with us, you can get it here. So that's why it's important. So if you think about it, why are they coming?
Yeah.
Remember that. They're in search of one of those things, or maybe all of them.
Yeah.
So if you remember that all the time, then reach out to them. Look, you can...
Right.
You may not get all the answers, but you certainly get peace and eternal spirit will to help you there, right? So So that's something to remember. So that's what I always believe, you know, if I was a newcomer, I would want to be approached, right?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And I think too about in my own experiences of volunteering, sometimes as volunteers, we are searching for those things as well, right? Yeah. We're searching for community. We're searching for hope. And so one of the things that, you know, people will sometimes say is, well, like, oh, I could never do X, Y, Z thing, right? Because, I don't know, I'm not good at that, or I'm not an extroverted person. I am not an extroverted person. Believe it or not, I go home very exhausted at the end of Sundays. Right? Yeah. And, or like, I don't have it figured out, so how could I possibly lead an alpha or a life group or any of these other things? And it's like, no, this is actually just a space to, like, figure it out together, right? Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, we get to experience hope and peace and community.
And we all have gifts.
And we all have gifts.
Well, we all have gifts.
It's true. Right? We don't even know what he points they them are out sometimes.
Yeah.
Right? Until we have an opportunity.
Right.
Yeah. Because I remember, you know, being asked to, like, run the slides one Sunday because the head person who was doing them was going on vacation. And I'm like, what? Because I'm not a techie person at all. And as I said earlier, I was like, I was terrified, like, of messing something up. And there were so many things to do. And, you know, but with practice over time and a lot of grace when I made mistakes, too, I want to say, right? You know, I grew in that skill. And you know, and I it's hard to believe that I managed to do that, you know, on the occasional Sunday.
Yeah.
But it's, yeah.
It's your gift.
Yeah. Another hidden talent.
Once I frame it as a hospitality thing, I feel better about it.
Yeah. Right.
Sure. Yeah.
So I've been new at this. Obviously, 2 years is not long, but I talked to some volunteers who are here before, they talk about people who came for the first time. Now they're so deeply involved in the church.
Absolutely.
You know, that's a huge blessing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think that's what we should be hoping for. God will guide them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we have to make that first impression.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
For sure. And we have to make space for others to grow into their gifts too, and opportunities and you know, because some people, you know, like most of us probably, we come in, you know, come into a church and, you know, and begin exploring faith. We have no idea.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, we don't really understand yet about spiritual gifts and, you know, all of this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, place like Trinity is a place to explore that, but, you know, also have opportunities to explore. And, you know, if you sort of try one thing and it's like, I don't like that that much, and, you know, you can try something else.
Sure.
And there's no judgment.
And with Trinity, there's so many positions, so much in terms of volunteering, like changing someone's way. You could be making coffee and you could have gone through something, for example, and then that person who's in the kitchen, they're having a day, and then you could share, like, it just flows. It all comes together. So I just think there's so many opportunities here at Trinity that just make this come together, make Trinity come together.
For sure. For sure. Yeah. So if there's some folks who are listening and they're maybe thinking about volunteering, but they're not quite sure, what would you say to them? What piece of advice you might give?
I'm going to use the tagline from Nike, and that's just do it. Because it feels right. And God has so much in store for you, and God will lead your path, and just follow it.
Yeah.
Follow that feeling and leave it, let go and let God.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So just do it.
Okay. What about you, Liz? What would you say?
I would echo that, you know, just do it and go for it. And there are so many different, you know, opportunities, and and some of them are, you know, straightforward. You don't have to, you know lots of things, and, you know, it's sort of like entry level, like, so, you know, you could start, you know, handing out chocolate Easter eggs at the egg hunt, right? It's if
fairly straightforward to do, unless the weather's awful. But right. you know, but there's lots of different things to try. And if you don't like something, then find something else, right?
Yeah.
Find something else, because really there are tons of opportunities, and some of them, you know, are, you know, can be are quite technical or require you know, extra training and all that stuff. And there's just so much.
Yeah.
You know, every sort of facet of human life seems to be addressed in some way through volunteer roles at Trinity.
Behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Behind the
lots
scenes.
Lots behind.
Definitely.
People have no idea of the stuff that goes on behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like Sunday mornings is the tip of the iceberg. Sort
yeah.
Of thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
sure. For sure.
Yeah. What would you say, Theo?
You know, it's such a blessing to be a volunteer, right? So I don't want to mess this question up. So I wrote it down.
Okay.
I got to read from what I wrote down. Okay. So for future volunteers, I would say don't underestimate what you bring. Your presence, your willingness to serve can truly make a difference. Just try it. Like you say, just do it. Just try it. You don't need to have all the answers or be a certain type of person, like extrovert or anything. You can be any type of person. Mm-hmm. You just need a willing heart, you know, and God can use whatever you bring, and your smile, your story, your time. And, you know, volunteering is a sacred work, you know, and it's God's love in action.
Yeah.
And often in giving yourself, you'll discover deeper purpose, connection, and joy than you ever expected. And more often than not, you'll find what you get as much or more out of what you do than you give. And in another example that Liz talked about, how she's a tech expert now.
So, I did not say that.
Almost.
But
almost.
I'm a little more comfortable.
I know.
So, hands don't get this way.
I know you didn't say that. I mean, she went in with apprehension, but she's now good at it, right?
Yeah.
So sometimes we have the talents we don't know and give it a try.
Yeah.
So, you know?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah, I guess the only other thing I would sort of add to that is sort of like you said, there are lots of different roles available. So, you know, we've talked about, you know, being on the welcome team, serving at Alpha or community events, being an usher on Sunday morning, greeting people at the door, being on the Chancel Guild, which you don't have to talk to people, really.
I mean, not at all.
Not at all.
Except your partner.
Well, the person you're serving with, but you don't have to be out in front of people at all.
No.
Right?
No.
Yeah, so there's... On the worship team and kids ministry.
That's right.
All kinds of different things. And so if you're listening and there is something that you are interested in learning more about, or if you just want to learn more about volunteering in general at Trinity, if you're here in our building on a Sunday morning, the Welcome Desk is a great place to go and learn more about that. And if you are not here in the building, or if you're joining us online, you can hit up our website, trinitystreetsville.org/volunteer. And there's a whole list there of all kinds of different volunteer opportunities. Yeah, so thank you very much, folks, for this really good conversation.
It's been fun.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening, and I hope that you've been inspired by some of these stories and encouraged to find your own ways to volunteer, either here at Trinity or elsewhere out in the community. And we'll see you again next week.